Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Welcome to 657 AM.
And those were sounds coming there from Sinachi, and the song is Shouted Out Loud. You're listening to Radio Pulpit. We are live on DSTV Audio Channel 882. We are on Open View 607. We are on www.radiopulpit.co.za. You can download our app and start listening to us as well. And I'm excited this time around, right here on Heart to Heart with me, Swangile Mofokeng. I'm joined by my queen. You know, after the resting time, after the holiday. Can I call it holiday? Yeah, kinda. I love April, filled with those. So we've had just a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. We've had time with fellowship. We were fellowshipping this weekend. How was yours, Ndlovukazi?
It was good. Literally, you know, when you can actually say, thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercies. It's been an interesting weekend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Thank God.
Wow. Thank you so much for being with us today. So today we're talking about acts of kindness. And now we're having a debate among ourselves. We're like, oh, okay, but how do you do it? Is it the right way? You know, I was reminded when you were talking about lending a hand that so many of us do lend a hand with the people that we find standing at the robots, for example. You're driving out and then there they are, or you're walking out and there they are. And then you ask yourself, Lord, should I or shouldn't I? Lord, should I give? You're lending a hand as well. And we were talking about that. And I love what Shalom Jay said. Shalom Jay says she gives to about 10 or maybe even more. They come for tea and bread at her house every day. But now they also say if you give money, you might find yourself, they are going to use it for something, and you might find yourself disappointed because they might go look for a fix. And I was like, oh, yeah. And that's why you have to ask God first. That's why you have to ask God first, should I do it or not? Should I do it or not? You sent and you mentioned that when you do that, it becomes therapeutic. But now let's start with doing it the right way. What is the right way of doing it? Choosing the right people, choosing the right soil to do these acts of kindness.
The beautiful part of doing any act of kindness, it has to be anchored in kindness, you know? So when there's no recipe, if we can put it that way,
mm-hmm.
where one person you can say, you're going to do it this way. This is how you choose people.
Mm.
God will put it in your spirit. God
uh-huh.
will put it in your heart. He will put it in your, you know, that gut feeling.
Yeah.
That this is the person that I need to be to and be helping.
Yeah.
And if you are a person who generally does, with your own generosity, help people. It's never really like this one or this class or that class. It just comes with it. It's an innate in you. You already know who's the person who actually needs help, to an extent that even let's take it to a person who's in an office, not necessarily the person in the road who are destitute.
Yeah.
Sometimes they also need help.
Yeah.
So when you are acting from what God has put in your heart,
yeah.
you will identify the people that you should be helping, if I can.
So it starts with God. It starts with God giving guidance and direction of who you should.
Definitely.
Okay. Sometimes it's even in the family, right?
Yep. It's definitely sometimes in the family. If you come, we were taught when we were young that you gotta say Bito, you gotta say, okay? You and me are sharing a name,
yeah.
and that's an act of kindness. You know, we got to share. So part of that sharing is also teaching the kindness of lending a helping hand.
Yeah.
As much as we can say today in our families, there is, you know, the black tax and all of that. Yes, but somewhere, if it's done and anchored
uh-huh.
in pure kindness, something that you feel from the heart, that this is what God would have me to do. It becomes different than just somebody who gives out of, you know, and they don't even feel, they're just giving. If I can just blindly giving.
They are not, okay, so they are not even attached to it. There's no emotion that goes with that.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, so it might, as much as we can say, like you said, somebody says, God is anchored that I need to give this sowing to this person. I give them 5 rand for bread. But, you know, we know the world that we're living in. Like, no, they're going to go get it fixed. But this is where now the other hand is now watching what the other hand is actually doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This is what God has asked you to give them that.
Yeah.
What they do with that, that is between them and God. You have fulfilled
your heart is pure. At that time, your heart is pure. You have done what the Lord said you ought to do as well. All right. So when we're talking about it being therapeutic, what do we mean? Is it for
don't
that person?
Feel good when you give something away? Oh, it feels good. You know, before you give away, you might have doubt, you might have question, you might, you know, throw your toys at a cart. No, why do I have to give my expensive bag, Vito? You owe me a bag. You know, why do I have to give her this bag? I love this bag. But once you've given it away and you see how the other person is so grateful for what you've just given them.
Yeah.
It does something to you. You feel good. You feel lighter. You feel like you've done service. You know, it really is therapeutic. Being kind and doing acts of kindness.
Yeah.
It does something for your soul. It cleanses your soul. You feel much lighter. You feel you actually what it can be addictive and wanting to give more.
Yeah, it does. Once you start, you feel incomplete if you haven't done it all. You feel like, no, I should have done that.
That's true, very much true. And now to people who actually need, you know, would always say that we're changing a person's life. Literally, acts of kindness, they are changing somebody's life. That person, that child that you have protected, that child that you stood up for, you know, that mother that needed that, you know, you paying their groceries at the store or bought that bread, you know, that person who needed their car changed or pushed on the highway because they're stuck. You're literally changing their life because the next course of their life, it really is different from what it could have been should you have not been kind enough to help.
So you are
doing something very, it's a divine act. It really is a divine act. You are there. You are allowing God to use you to change somebody else's life. And there's nothing more exciting or incredible than that job. It's very honorable. You know, you might not be the doctor to be saving lives, but you literally have saved somebody's life by just that act of kindness.
So how does it minister to one's soul as well?
Once, you know, they say that when you are a troubled person, therapy is very good, very, very good, you know, to take care of yourself, but also by giving. That's also part of the therapy.
Mm-hmm.
By giving, you are shedding away the load in what you have, you know, and giving is not necessarily all the time monetary or material. Giving off your time. Go spend time with kids. Go spend time with the elderly. Go spend time with people that are in need. Somehow it cleanses your soul and you begin to have a different perspective. Like, okay, I thought I had it bad. No, there are some people that actually have it far worse. And you begin to have, you know, the spirit of gratitude, you know, embodies you and things become a whole lot better.
And, you know, I'm just asking myself a question to say if you've missed that opportunity, what happens to you? Because most of us, we can hear the nudge. We can hear even the Lord saying, do this. This is what I want you to do. He might have been saying it for days and days or months as well. And then you miss that opportunity. What happens then to one's soul if you miss that?
There's never missed this opportunity before. There's never a missed opportunity to be kindness.
So Zenzi,
that particular moment, but there's always an opportunity. There's always a moment to be kind. There's always a moment to be giving. There's always a moment to celebrate other people's successes, because like I said, most of the time we tend to think that by giving it's all the material stuff and monetary. Just your presence in somebody's life, then picking up that phone call, you know, to say, I knew there was something there. And in your head, you could have thought that was God saying that you got to give money. But just picking up the phone call and saying, hi, Bito, how are you doing? How's your day? It does tremendous to the person that you've given your time to, you've given your heart to, you've given your attention to. Sometimes just listening, it is a gift of kindness on its own.
And sometimes even I believe that just being nice to that person, just taking that moment and being awesome to a person. I'm just thinking about if you're picking up a phone, sometimes I'm the one who's calling you. Okay, you're the one who's calling me. Let me not use you as an example, but myself. And me receiving that call, I lack etiquette. Not because there's any urgent matter that I'm busy with. Even if I do have that urgent matter, I lack that etiquette. I lack that that welcoming spirit to you. I'm even sometimes even rude. That is also a lack of or missing an opportunity, because you don't know the person on the other side what they needed. Maybe they just needed to hear somebody with a smile in their voice that speaks to them and bring healing in whatever that they're going through?
Definitely. It should be a daily bread rule. It should be a daily bread rule that be nice, be kind to people, because you don't know what they're going through. You don't know when that smile of yours is going to change somebody's life. You know, we've had so many incredible stories where individual will say that I was at the verge of ending it all. A stranger just came and they were nice. And, you know, they spoke to me. They were nice to me. And they didn't even say anything, you know, like with children. This child came and they just gave me a hug and I'm such a stranger. But they were nice and they were telling me about their dolls and their day at school. And just right there, I felt the sense of purpose in my life. You know, so there's so many people that I healed just by your smile, just for you being a nice person. You know, being nice does not take away the troubles of every day, but it sure does make a world a better place.
What makes other people, what makes it hard for other people to be that person who brings about the change they want as well in that regard?
Well, I mean, if you, let's use again an example, they say it's you and me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're sharing names, okay? We are kind to each other. We're sharing names. So with you and me, and now I call you, the fact that your life has now, or your day, let's bring it down a notch. Let's take it to just your day. And you've been having this horrible day at work and things are not happening the way you'd want them to be. And here I am, even just a message, you know, I'm just sending a random message. Hi, how are you doing today? Already, I am taking a load off you. That's the kindness of it. I'm taking that load off you. Now you're feeling better. There's somebody who actually cares about you and is asking you about your day. Now you get a moment to offload. Now me on the other side, being the giver of that attention, I feel a lot better that this is actually, you know, I've made your day feel better. So that automatically it's infectious. I also now become better because now we're both feeling good. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it takes away my troubles. So now I've made your day better and my day better, and then I continue with my troubles. Somebody else would also make me feel better. We're always paying it forward. We always pay it forward.
Yeah.
So either way, both the parties, they will be feeling a lot better. And it is so true, as much as we can say that it's just somebody making your day, but it could be somebody that makes your day, that changes your perspective about life, that not everybody is a bad person, not everybody's out to get you. Problems can be solved, you know, and sometimes you literally have saved somebody's life just by being nice to them. You've changed their whole perspective. People are depressed all the time, and sometimes all they need is just that hug. You know, all they need is your bright smile and your energy. How are you doing? And things change for them. Like, okay, maybe this isn't so bad. Mm. But some people, they're really so deep down in their darkness that it will take years more than that. And this is where now they become a little bit bitter, you know, a little bit disengaged with the world. And all
wait, my queen. So those individuals that we would meet and you find they are unapproachable, everybody knows that usbongile alfakwa libuya nodaka. Everybody knows how rude they are. Everybody is afraid to even approach them. Those kind of individuals, are they hurt individuals that we should be understanding? And is there a way of breaking that as well?
Mostly you would find that, yes, there are rude people. Some of them, it is a protective shield or a protective mask that they wear because they don't want people hurting them.
Okay.
So if they become vulnerable, you know, they show their most sensitive side. So they know that, okay, if I start allowing people in, then they're going to hurt me. I don't want people to see how vulnerable I can be. I don't want people to see how sensitive I can be. So they are always closed up. It's not to mean that we cannot be kind towards them because they do feel the kindness. However, they've chosen that we are not going to respond because should I respond, then that is going to show the vulnerable side of me. And now I have to receive and now give back the sort of energy that you are feeling. Mm. I got you. I understand you. Mm. But I'm not ready to allow you in that space. So, no. You know, so those people, we tend to think that they're very cold, they're very distant. Some of them, yes, they're going through a lot that are hurt, but some of them, it's just a protective field. I don't want, angifuna umuntu ozongiphaphela, stay away. You know, I'm okay.
How do you break that? Is it possible to break that protective? Because I believe those are unhealthy. And I believe that if you're talking about me, then I see myself in that no, I have this protective shield. Maybe I wasn't aware that it's a protective shield. It's just because people have hurt me before. So now, is there a way of breaking that?
Kindness is very contagious. So the more you see that this person is actually a kind soul, naturally, it's not a put on show. So because then they study that kindness and you find them that they are, as much as they're very protective and very showed up, you know. But when it comes to you, they are a little bit softer, you know. They will bring you that cup of tea, but everybody says that, you are lucky. They brought you a cup of coffee. They never bring anybody a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
They will have a conversation. It doesn't necessarily have to have a smile, but they are more kinder to you, if you can put it that way. They're much more gentle towards you because kindness, it really is. It's an infectious thing. It's very contagious. You can't help it. But also, even if it is me who's got that field, when I see that this person, they're really banobuntu towards me, you know, they are nice to me, automatically I melt down when it comes to that person. It might not be in the expressive way, like, you know, you and me are very loud. We're energetic, you know. We dance around, we smile. Some people are very reserved, but it doesn't mean that they are not kind or they're not receiving the kindness. It's just that this is how they express themselves, you know.
Sure.
So they will be a little bit gentler to you. You will even know. Like I said, most of the time, everybody would say, why is Umkulu nice?
Nice to you.
Yeah,
it's because you have given them some love. Okay. All right.
Exactly.
A family member says, yes, I was like that. Always rude and crossed after I found out about my husband's affair. But now I'm over it. We in a better place and I'm happy and I spread kindness and make people happy. And she sent some love. So I'm also doing that. I think on Facebook, the Facebook family can see my hands have done the heart shape, sending the love back. All right. So if I am that individual and I hear this and I realize everybody's tiptoeing around me, then there's something wrong about me and I'm unhappy all the time. And now people don't even come to me anymore. Is there a way that I personally can deal with that? Give myself kindness first and also allow others to give me kindness from their side. Because we build walls, and most of the times when we build those walls, we are not even aware that we are building walls of protection against what we are going through, against whatever pain that we are experiencing. So how do I deal with it if I am that person? But hold it right there, Bizzo. Let's take a break. Take the sounds of Donnie McClurkin, Create in Me a Clean Heart, and then come back to talk to you some more.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Advertiser ibusiness lakho ku Radio Pulpit ube semgangathweni. I Radio Pulpit iyibrand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane futhi inabalaleli abadlula u 400,000. Sesinama package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zokuadvertiser ukuze ibusiness lakho likhule. Uma ufuna ukuadvertiser, thinta uSanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku 37871. I-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile.
But there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
22 minutes it is, just before 2, you're listening to Radio Pulpit. We are your daily companion and gave you the sounds of Donnie McClurkin, Creating Me a Clean Heart. We are found on 657 AM. I see a family member talking about the AM. Our team will respond to you, Rochelle Nell. Our team will talk to you. And yes, my family, we are on DSTV Audio Channel 882. We are on 607 on Open View. We are on radiopulpit.co.za. And you can download the app and start listening to us, my family, and start listening to us on air. I'm not alone. I'm with my queen. I'm talking to Dr. Sibo Mkize, ukamalami, umakamawami. And we are talking about acts of service. We are talking about acts of service. And acts of kindness. Bongilina, where did you get the service from? Maybe because acts of kindness, you service.
It is a service.
Yeah, it is a service. So acts of kindness, mm-hmm. This is where we're at. And my queen. So I was talking about somebody who has erupted a wall. And I'm realizing you're talking about me. Dr. Mkize, everything that you are saying there, hi, that's me, Kabazela. That's me, Kabazela. And but I don't know how to go about breaking the walls, and because I didn't see myself building up the wall, building up that wall. So how do I then start breaking that wall or those walls around me?
Nourish your soul. You cannot give from an empty cup. So once you start seeing, because when somebody acts or shows you kindness and they show you, you know, being nice and they're being gentle towards you, that does something to your soul. That starts to refill that cup. So you gently now, you start now, because some way there will be that recognition that, you know what, this person is always so kind to me.
Yeah.
Why? What is happening with me? Why am I not, you know, either receiving that kindness or even giving it back? You know, there will be those kind of questions, because like I said, being kind is very infectious, it's very contagious. So somewhere you will ask your questions, why is this happening? Why am I blocking all of this kindness from me? The caller that said earlier on, you know, I recognize that this was not me and I had to let that go. The pain that I was going through, I had to let that go. And now I am much kinder, you know, letting go of certain hurts. It's a way of healing yourself. You need to nourish yourself and finding other ways to set boundaries. No, a capital N-O is another way that you can set boundaries without you having to block any form of kindness. You know, when somebody comes and they doing something that doesn't agree with you, it's okay to say no, but you don't have to block yourself from everybody who else is kind to you somewhere there. Kindness is also a form of healing. When I say nourish yourself, take care of yourself. I mean, look good, smell good, be nicer to yourself, smile towards yourself, you know, say words of affirmation towards yourself. And it starts by being kind to yourself. And once you are kind to yourself, it's easier to give out kindness. But if you are not kind to yourself, it almost feels forced, it almost feels pretentious, and you are not fully benefiting from that act of kindness. You know, the freeness of giving somebody that love, how giddy you feel inside. You almost feel like a little kid. You feel the freedom, you feel love, you feel special. You feel like you've done something important. Yes, it is very important, but with those walls up, you're robbing yourself of that opportunity to receive that kindness. So be kind to yourself first, you know, look after yourself. It's okay to say no, you know, in order to protect your boundaries. You don't have to build up this fortress that is going to block every kind and gentle soul out there.
Okay, I need you to talk about this part because a family member says, I'm also asking myself, how do we build these walls? Suddenly you feel this way. Okay, so how do we do that?
It's not sudden, Lizo. It's not sudden. It's a gradual thing, but it's not sudden. You know, when you've been disappointed so many times, you've been hurt so many times, you gradually build up that wall. And you are right when you say you're not even aware to such an extent that you tend to think that you are like that, to plainly put it, but you are not that type of a person, you know. So it gradually builds up. If the person were to be honest with themselves and start to look back, that, you know what, my friend disappointed me here, this friend disappointed me here, and, you know, whatever the situations are, so you end up now not trusting anybody with your vulnerability. You're not trusting anybody with your kindness, because they've abused your kindness. You must remember that there are people who abuse your kindness as well, or never receive it for good intentions. So it's a build up gradually. So one day when you wake up, as life would be, it's like aging. You don't see yourself that you are aging until one day you take stock that, oh, actually I've got a bit of gray hair there and there, so time has moved on. So it's a gradual thing that happens. When you do find yourself at that moment, that is the moment to say, okay, something has went wrong. Where do I need to fix it? And let it go. And remember that you actually are a kind person. So that healing moment, that is the therapy towards yourself. That is that moment. That is the kindness towards yourself. This is where you are replenishing that cup. This is where now you are giving yourself the love that you've been deserving. For the fact that there are other people out there that have been trying to show you this love by doing acts of kindness towards you, by being nice towards you, they are showing you that you are worthy of the love that you have inside of you. It's just that because of a few people that have disappointed you, you've robbed yourself of receiving this love and you've put up this wall. So once you get to that point, like, yes, I'm actually worthy of being loved, then it's easier for you to receive the kindness from other people and for you to start giving it back.
Sure. And when we look at the Word of God, the kingdom that we are in, it's a kingdom of kindness, right? I'm reminded that someone says the Bible emphasizes also the kindness as a core Christian virtue, encouraging followers who are us to show compassion, gentleness, and forgiveness, and mirroring God's own kindness to humanity. And so this is expected of us. So this, I'm reading from somebody who wrote that. But yeah, we also find it as part of the fruit of the Spirit that kindness should be there. Tenderheartedness. Indeed. Tenderheartedness. Indeed. And so if you find that you're always hurting others, or you yourself are hurting all the time, that you cannot even spread the love, then I believe it's time to do stock taking, as you said, to running also back to the Lord and exchanging that heart for a softer heart, a healed heart. Because only He, I'm also thinking, Kirk Franklin said this in one of his songs, Bizo, that the Lord is the only one who's able to reach even the scars that are so deep within. Because sometimes we think we have healed, only to find that those scars are still gaping wounds. It's just that there's a skin that's covering that wound. Now it looks like it's a scar, a perfect scar, only to find that it's still bleeding underneath. And so taking it back to the Lord. So what do we say in closure to our family members where acts of kindness are concerned? Let's start talking to me, being kind to myself, and talking to me also being kind to others.
I'm reminded of in the book of Proverbs, it's 11:17. I love that one when it comes to kindness. Just paraphrasing, those who are kind benefit themselves, but those who are cruel and bring ruin to themselves. So if you are kind to others, you are being kind to yourself. But if you are being mean and cruel to others, you are also being mean and cruel to yourself. So you cannot give what you do not have. So if you are mean and cruel, this is what you give out to the world. But if you are kind, this is what you give out to the world. And whatever you give out to the world, it happens to come back tenfold to you. Aww. So being kind to yourself, you are opening up for the world to give you 10 times more the kindness that you put out there in the world. So being cruel and being mean, you also receive the same. So I'd rather be kind and get all the kindness. Thank you very much. You know?
Yeah.
But it's important that we are being kind to ourselves. We know, as much as we would like to believe that in a picture-perfect world that everybody is kind and is nice to each other, but that's not the reality that we live in.
Yeah.
So you have to at least start. I always say, with families, when we have family intervention, be kinder, be nice to each other in this family, because the world is already cruel enough. Mm. One day you will find out how cruel that world is. So be nice, be kind to each other, so that you can always come back home to a place that is whole, that is going to heal you, replenish you, and give you all the kindness, because kindness is healing. You know, if you've got a broken heart, come home where your heart can be mended. And give, and you get the strength to go out there in the world. So if we are not kind in this house, imagine what happens when you go out there. Mm. So it's important that we become kind and we forgive each other. Kindness and forgiveness and repenting, they are all hand in hand. Having mercy, you know, towards the other person, be empathetic to other person. It is very, very important. Forgive each other. Love each other, be kind towards each other, then it's easier when you go out there in the world to give it to other people as well. Whether you're going to receive it the same way, it might not be, like the word says, some other people, they are just mean and cruel. It's your job to be kind to them, not your job to be mean and be cruel towards them. So when you choose to give kindness, 10% of the time, you will receive kindness. There will be that odd one that will not be kind to you. They are hurting. They're in their journey. We pray for them that they find the healing that they need, so they may also benefit from the healing of kindness.
Mm. Okay. So in you being kind to others, you're actually telling the world to be kind to you. You are being kind to yourself.
I'm commanding the world to be kind to me.
Yeah.
Let me be kind to you.
Yeah.
I am commanding, you know, I might not shout it from the rooftops, but I'm commanding the world that you need to be kind to me, because this is the energy I am giving to you. It's not pretentious. It's not anything. I've got kindness embedded in me. When I wake up in the morning, you know, I look at the brighter side of life, no matter how cloudy it may be. To me, I am going to be that ray of sunshine. You know, I'm going to smile and say hello. I'm not, my manners, I was taught at home. You know, I've got manners, please and thank you. That is also some form of kindness. You know, let me walk with you. Let me hold, but there's an umbrella. Let me share my umbrella. It's raining. Small acts of kindness, they make a very huge impact. And what I'm saying, I receive it. Thank you. Thank you is receiving that kindness, that gratitude. And when I receive, anybody that receives gratitude, they feel good. So it empowers me to continue to being kind. So I don't need, it is something that is within me to be kind to people. So I don't go out into the world to be mean to people. It does not mean that I don't have off days. But even in my off days, they are a lot kinder than what some people could be.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, my queen, for talking to us and empowering us on this. And may the Lord help us to walk in this light. Always remember, and especially that we are called of Him, we are supposed to be the example for everyone to see what God is talking about when He's talking about kindness, and bring about the change that we want to see. We are asking it from others, but shouldn't we give it so that we get it back? You give and you get back what you give out. Thank you so much, my queen, for that. For family members to, desiring to talk to you, how do they do so?
Let's try this. It is 081-374-5325. They can send us a WhatsApp on 081-374-5325.
081-374-5325. Thank you so much, my queen. I see Pastor Anna Motlana. Hello, ma. Hello to you. Saying, wow, that's profound. That's profound. Thank you so much, ma, for that and for also tuning in. And hello to Frankie Grabs saying, great show. Thank you so much, Frank. Basia, somebody will contact you from Radio Pulpit. I think from our client services or customer care. Elizabeth, also, I think somebody will contact you from our client services. Ndlovukazi, siyabonga. Have yourself a beautiful one. Love you so much.
Thank you. Have a great one.
And yes, the numbers again, if you'd like to talk to Dr. Sibo Mkhize, do remember she's available on that number, 081-374-5325. But go out there and love somebody.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.